From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Reports of possible military intervention in Haiti are being ruled out by both the United States and representatives of President Aristide. Dame Eugenia Charles and Sir Sridath Ramphal share their differing views about the West Indian Commission final report. And government and the opposition in St. Lucia clash over election boundaries. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The United States has refused to respond to reports that it is contemplating closing its embassy in Haiti and is considering military action to enforce the trade embargo. From Washington, Chris Nuttall reports.
The United States recalled its ambassador in Haiti this week, Mr. Alvin Adams. It was part in protest at last Saturday's attack by the security forces on the headquarters of the moderate communist leader, Mr. René Théodore, and part to consider what to do next. The New York Times reported on Wednesday that American diplomats were exasperated at the slow progress of negotiations with the new regime and the failure of sanctions to force a political settlement. It said they were considering a number of options, including military intervention as a last resort. But the State Department has refused to respond to the reports.